Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having a terrific Tuesday today. I got a lot of articles here for you. I do have a tornado warning down here in Florida right now, in Central Florida, so I have good service so far. Dad has great service, but if I do cut out, understand, I'm not ignoring y'all. I love talking to you, but I could have a tornado in the backyard, and it cuts out my power, and my generator won't be on quick enough. So just letting you guys know that. Other than that, how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing great, but as they mess more and more with the weather becomes more and more unpredictable, and that's what's going on right now. Up here in North Carolina, we are now having another freeze tonight. It's supposed to be down into the 20s again for the next two nights, and it's supposed to be snowing here tomorrow. I mean, last month they were running around in shorts back in February. I mean, they've got the whole weather cycles all messed up, and the earth's in a straitjacket, like Dane Winnington likes to say, and it's getting crazy. But I wanted to share a couple things with you real quick. False flag season is upon us. Now, you say, well, why do you say that? Well, March the 7th, 19th to May the 1st is the dark occult season of sacrifice. I don't like talking about this stuff very much, but this is what they're doing. This is one of the highest parts of the year in which they do false flags and also do human sacrifice. Every year, beginning on March the 19th and ending about 40 days later on May the 1st, the dark elite carry out what is known as the season of sacrifice. This is when false flag attacks occur with a greater frequency. It is time for those brave enough to recognize these truths to be vigilant against what they will be likely be a series of psychological warfare operations in the next month designed to manipulate the minds of the people. And we need to realize that this has been going on pretty much every single year. Now, it says, where is this headed? While this topic is hotly contested, even in the alternative media, anyone with an honest effort can easily prove to themselves that a false flags are real and do exist by simply reading the alternative news. There's all kinds of supporting testimony of going on with this. There's an interesting article, the video you can watch also, is by Mark Passio, Demystifying the Occult, Part 2, Satanism and the Dark Occult. I don't normally go into a lot of detail on that, but when you look at that one book that was written, 9/11 is a Mass Ritual Sacrifice, the most dangerous book in the world, it really gets your attention as far as who these guys are and how they do a lot of this based on astrology and numerology and the zodiac. Now, I'm not going to go into detail with this because it would take an entire show to do that, but this is the kind of stuff that's being done to us and that we're not even aware of. Now, also, another big thing just broke with the doggone Catholic Church. And apparently there have been decades of sexual abuse from the Catholic Church, from the former Pope's brother. Hundreds and hundreds of boys in the choir have been molested. And the sad part about it all is, guys, you don't hear anything about this on mainstream news. Decades of sexual abuse reported in a choir once led by retired Pope Benedict's brother. And at least 547 members of a prestigious Catholic boys' choir in Germany have been physically and sexually assaulted during a recording of the report released on Tuesday. 547, Austin, incredible. Allegations involving the Dompatzen Choir in Regensburg that was run for years by Pope Benedict's elder brother were among a spate of revelations of abuse by the Roman Catholic clergy in Germany that emerged. In 2015, lawyer Ulrich Weber was asked with producing a report on what was happened. He has now finished the report. 547 cases of boys within the school with a high degree of plausibility, the victims were physical and sexual abuse, or both. If counted, 500 cases of physical violence, 67% of sexual violence committed by a total of 49 different priests on all of these children. Guys, this is a major, major mess in the Catholic Church. It's not going away. It's not getting any better. And now, back in the United States, we have a megachurch minister is now claiming that it's insanity. It's a megachurch Christian minister is now claiming it's insanity to believe men will go to hell for rejecting Christ. A megachurch minister recently told his congregation that he thinks it's insanity to believe that you're going to go to hell for rejecting Christ. This is Michael Walren Jr. He leads the First Corinthian Baptist Church in Harlem, an assembly that he expanded to 10,000 members within the past 14 years. Now, I'm going to stop for one second here, and I got to make a couple comments here that this really irritates me, because this is a major problem that's happening right now because of the ecumenical movement. The ecumenical movement's from the World Council on Churches, and they're trying to bring us under one faith. and it's going to be through the Catholic Church, One Faith in Lucifer. That's where all of this stuff is going, and they're trying to say there are many paths to God, with their God being the small God, being Lucifer, the light bearer, which they don't bother to tell people going into it, like the Masonic Lodges don't tell the initiates into the Masonic Lodges of what's going on when you get to the 33-degree level. You have to read books like Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike to understand where the Masonic Lodges go at the high levels. Many of the top ministers in the churches today, I can give you names and I'm not going to do that, are 33-degree Masons. They're basically masquerading as basically clergymen who believe in Jesus Christ, and they're really putting this dogma into the churches throughout the United States. Many of these same clergy now have met with the Pope, I'm not going to mention any names, to try to do an ecumenical movement to continue that, to bring all members of the body of Christ into one basically line, so back under the Catholic Church, so to speak. Now, I have another person that I knew years ago. I'm not going to give you his name because this is first-hand information for me, and it was interesting. He had one of his people who was in his church. He had one of the largest churches in America. I won't even give you the name of the city because you guys can figure it out pretty easy. And one of the top people in his church was murdered because he got involved with the wrong ministry. We call some of these guys the Christian Mafia. You think I'm joking, you guys? I am not joking, because you talk about billions of dollars exchanging hands at the high levels of these churches with these mega pastors and these mega churches. Now, I'm not talking about all of them. Probably 50% of them aren't involved in any of this stuff. I'm talking about some of the key ones that are involved in the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, prosperity gospel, in which they believe that you can speak your way to success. Now, I believe that God wants us to be blessed. I believe He wants to prosper us. But I also believe there are certain things that you have to do in order to be blessed. What do I mean by that? It's not enough to cheat everybody you possibly can cheat and have a Beacon score of 300 and expect God to bless you. He doesn't do that. There are certain things that we need to do, like walking upright and doing what we say we're going to do, and having a good credit score and paying our bills, et cetera, et cetera, that allow God to open the bounties and the storehouses of heaven to you. Now, I'm not going to get into that teaching today. That's not the topic today. But what the problem is this person who was in this mega church had built 10,000, 15,000 people, one of his parishioners were killed by the Christian Mafia. I attended the person's funeral. Those of you who know me know who I'm talking about. If I talk to you on the telephone, I'll tell you who I'm talking about. I will not send it out via email or newsletters or this radio show. And what happened is when that person's friend got killed, this person had been groomed, this pastor, to become one of the top TV evangelists in America. He had gotten the nod. And then he started seeing behind the scenes and started realizing just how incredibly corrupt a lot of the top ministries are in the United States. He got behind the curtain, so to speak, and basically just left it all, walked away from it, and just started his own little church, basically saying the same things about that people don't have to accept Jesus Christ in order not to go to hell. Now, his sister contacted me later because she knew that I knew a lot about book publishing, and that I published a lot of books and had been published by many authors, by publishing houses. And what happened is she had not spoken to him about why he had left the mainstream church for years. And I told her, I said, the reason he left is because of this, this, and this, because he went behind the scenes and he saw what's really going on in the hierarchy at some of the major TV, how should I say this, Christian television network in the United States. I'm not going to mention any names. And he saw what was happening. And when he saw what was happening, he became so disillusioned, so disenfranchised, that he basically lost his faith in Christ. I'm not kidding you guys. It happened to the guy. And I told his sister, this is what happened to him. And she goes, well, he's never told me that. I said, you ask him. You ask him if this is why he did what he did. And I said, I guarantee you he will tell you that I'm telling you the truth, and that's exactly why. About a week later, Austin, she called me back. This is probably 15, 20 years ago now. She called me back, about 15 years ago. She called me back, and she goes, Ted, you're exactly right. I asked him if that's why he left, and he said that's exactly why he left, because he looked behind the scenes and saw the mass hypocrisy. You know, when some of the top people are 33-degree Masons, and they've gotten the nod by some of the major TV broadcasters to go out and do all these national events on TV, you got to ask yourself a question. Why would the Sabbatean Frankists, these Luciferians who run the media, allow these guys to buy airtime on major networks for major primetime spots? Why would that happen? Who's giving the nod to allow this to happen? Guys, it's very important that we all stay frosty and we're aware of what's going on with this ecumenical movement now, which is really taking a foothold in a lot of the major TV evangelist circles. It's not of God. We have to realize there is but one way to get to heaven. That's through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with our faith through Him, because of the cross and what He did for us. And all of these other religions that say that's not necessary, they're simply wrong. They're teaching a new age type of gospel. They're teaching ecumenical gospels. And guys, it's not what we were braced for as Christians. And we were bought at a price. We were set aside by the blood of our Lord and Savior. So we can't allow ourselves to get caught up into all of this stuff. Because look at the Catholic Church. They've got this mess with all these pedophiles going on. You got these major TV evangelists now saying that, hey, look, you know, there's many ways to the Father, but one, including, I'm not going to mention any names, a person that I know, several of them have done that. Guys, it's not what we have to do. We have to take a stand and be firm in our commitment and our relationship to Jesus Christ. Austin, what do you think?
You're exactly right. That's exactly what we have to do with it. And also, too, in other news, this is something that I've talked about last week, this week, and I've been trying to figure out what they were going to do with it up in Minnesota. You know, in Minneapolis, police officer that shot Justine Damon. You guys remember last year, the Somalian police officer I brought up repeatedly, who they refused to file charges on. Almost a year later now, they still have done nothing. The police department basically filed second and third degree murder charges on him, issued a warrant for his arrest. He turned himself in today for the murder of Justine Damon last year. The total criminal complaint was still sealed as of today. However, according to the jail roster, Knorr was booked on third degree murder charge for perpetrating an immensely dangerous act while showing a depraved mind, and a second-degree manslaughter charge alleges he acted with culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk. Justine Damon was shot July 15th, minutes after calling 911 to get police out there for reporting a sexual assault that was in the alley behind her house. You guys know that cops basically pulled up. This Knorr guy was in the passenger seat of the cop vehicle. She walked up to the driver's door. He basically drew his weapon, shot her twice in the chest, killed her on the scene. The officers did not have their body cameras on at all until after the shooting, and there were no squad camera videos at all of the incident. The jail record showing he is being held on $500,000 bail. I am so happy they're finally calling this guy out and not capitulating to the complete and total Muslim invasion that they've seen up there in Minnesota and Michigan and stuff like that now, because that's what a lot of this came down to, is they were afraid to indict this guy. They're afraid to charge him with anything and issue a warrant with him because they did not want to have a huge backlash from the Muslim community up there. So they've essentially let this cop slide for the last 8 to 9 months, and now they're finally calling him out, and I'm very glad to see that. And I definitely hope he is convicted of this. From the story that I've seen, from the reports that I've read, from all the basically articles that I've read up on this, there was absolutely zero justification he had whatsoever. She was outside in a nightgown, completely unarmed, and there was no reason, especially for a law enforcement officer, to be that derelict in his duty to shoot somebody like that point blank in the chest without any legitimate reason whatsoever, Deb.
And the other thing, too, think about this. I know they weren't wearing ear protection. And so the guy sitting in the driver's seat, in the path, he shoots across his partner sitting in the driver's seat. And so the concussion blast to the ears of the driver must have been unbelievable. And quite frankly, this driver has covered for him for a long time. I hope the driver now has turned state's evidence, because this guy is an absolute lunatic with this gun and should never even be allowed. He should never even been allowed to put on a police badge and a uniform. And now some lady is dead because she called the police. Absolutely nuts. On a lighter note, when I mashed my finger this past weekend, which is special, I'm still dealing with that, they gave me some antibiotic cream, a prescription for antibiotic cream. I went to Walmart. There's a little tiny tube of it. It was $100. And I thought, this is ridiculous. $100 for a little tube of antibiotic cream. And I said to him, I said, this is stupid. And so I said, I said, what can you do? They gave me the name of a website. It's called goodrx.com. All you have to do is type that in, goodrx.com. And they let you put the name of the drug in. It does a cost comparison of all the local stores in your area of that drug. And it ended up costing me $10. I kid you not. The coupon is free. Got like a 90% discount on it. The coupon is free. All you have to put in goodrx.com. So if you ever need antibiotic ointment or something like that, just go to that website, and we took it into the drugstore, and we said, okay, here are all your shops in this area that sell the exact same product. Here are their coupons. Here are their codes. And he has all the information they've got to put into their computers, and it took literally 2 or 3 minutes, end up saving $90, and you end up in a situation where you get the drugs at a more reasonable price. Again, it's goodrx.com. I very rarely ever have to get prescription drugs also, but if I ever do again, I will make sure that I always get one for that kind of price, because what a ripoff. My gosh, the margins on this stuff is absolutely nuts. By the way, Bitcoin has dropped another 12% on Google ban on advertising for cryptocurrencies. Google banned for cryptocurrencies, including ICOs, crypto wallets, cryptocurrency exchanges, the services related to providing crypto trading advice. Twitter is considering a similar ban. The price of Bitcoin has dropped now 12%. And it's basically around $7,500 now, and it will continue to drop more and more and more. In addition to that, Trump apparently has signed an executive order, Austin, banning people in the United States from trading in the Venezuelan cryptocurrency, which is oil and resource-backed from Venezuela. So these cryptocurrencies now are going to be starkly and harshly regulated by the central banks, and we're not going to be allowed to use them because it takes away their control. So again, remember, when you have a cryptocurrency that is based on nothing and is being manipulated by some of the key players in the doggone market on those currencies, you really are risking your money when you put it in there, as a lot of people have already seen now that their values drop by almost 60 or 70% now of the cash that many of them borrowed on their houses, on their credit cards, to put into Bitcoin. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, man, you're right. I don't really agree with the fact that Trump's not allowing people in the United States to trade the Venezuelan Bitcoin. If you want to do that, that's up to you. That's just more of their economic sanctions they're trying to do to control these countries like they've done so many times over the years. But yeah, I mean, silver dropped today further. Hooray, hooray. I love it when silver drops because it always means it's time to buy more, because that's exactly what I always look at it as. The metal that has been used for thousands and thousands of years as a form of currency is massively undervalued right now, especially for being such a used up metal, and the demand for it is going through the roof. I saw it again today where actually the flexible prices, actually, you know, they move on what the market does. After about 30 minutes this morning, all the markets completely just bottomed out, and all the flexible pricing stopped. All the silver went up like $2-3 an ounce to fixed pricing. Same thing with gold, because what they're showing is, and what you guys are looking at this here, they cannot meet the demand with physical market. That's why it goes up again. As soon as the price starts to drop, the premiums just go up higher. The price doesn't change at all for the physical metal. That shows you right there that we're really at the very bottom price point of these metals, so to speak, as far as what they're costing to actually mine, produce, process, mint, and get out to the general public. So just be very aware of that and watch that market. Also, too, I find it interesting that we've seen very little fanfare about this shooting today in Maryland, you know, because this kid came in with a pistol, basically started shooting, hit two other kids. Armed resource officer ran down the hall, engaged him directly, shot him multiple times. Kid went to the hospital, died at the hospital, who was shooting. And so far, the other two kids that were shot at the school are in stable condition now. And nobody wants to talk about the fact that a good guy with a gun opened fire and basically stopped the threat. And nobody else either wants to talk about the fact that Maryland has incredibly strict firearm laws, including the fact to even possess a firearm, it has to be in your name registered, and you have to have a handgun permit just to possess it or purchase the firearm. Also, too, there's a full magazine ban on anything over 10 round capacity as well. So again, it goes to show you gun laws do absolutely nothing at all to stop criminals from trying to hurt other people. Only a good guy with a gun has the ability to do so. So I'm sure this shooting, I'm glad the kids, you know, that were injured are still alive. I'm sad this happened. But on the other hand, too, it just goes to show you how when it doesn't fit the mainstream narrative, they pretty much let this thing go. But also, too, as we've already seen now, because of what Trump did by running his mouth about endorsing multiple gun laws in the news and on Twitter weeks ago. Multiple states now are following course on what Florida just did. Pennsylvania just released a new package of gun bills that looks like already is starting to be voted positively on. In their state, they introduced legislation that would ban anybody under the age of 21 from buying a semi-automatic rifle. They would also make it illegal to sell or transfer any gun designated as an assault weapon. People younger than 21 will also be banned from buying certain types of semi-automatic shotguns. Also, to prevent people with any mental illness from receiving a gun permit or buying a firearm, and would also prohibit the possession, sale, and manufacture of any large capacity magazines over 10 round capacity. That's going on in Pennsylvania right now. We already saw very similar aspects in Illinois. Another state is coming out that I forgot about yesterday. And so these are all going to start rolling out now because they're not getting anything done federally. The states that are full of these Democrats now that are blithering idiots are going to start pushing these state gun laws in order to violate what is going on. It's very sad to see this. Also, too, the thing that's going on in Austin, Texas right now, I talked to you about the sidewalk IED that the two guys on the bicycle basically hit yesterday and blew them up, didn't kill them, but hit them pretty hard. This morning, another bomb exploded inside of a FedEx facility outside of San Antonio that was headed towards Austin, Texas. And now they said earlier, a couple hours ago, that another parcel bomb basically is under investigation as a suspicious package that was in a FedEx facility in Austin, Texas as well. I don't know if this is basically the works of a lunatic terrorist or Muslim that wants to blow people up. They've already said multiple times that whoever is handling these IEDs knows how to use them. They are very well made. They are very well done. And now this is like four people have died. Multiple people have been injured just in the last couple weeks from this bomb package has been circulating, or this could be the workings of some very, very deep black op to try to further restrict some type of right or some type of transit with packages or something in the country and or Texas. I told you guys last week, again, I said California is the most populated state, Texas is number two, Florida's number three. We just got hammered in Florida with the shooting. Gun laws rammed down our throat just weeks after the shooting. Now I said Texas is probably going to be next with some other weird nonsense they're going to try and pull. And now we're seeing these multiple package bombs popping up all over Austin, Texas, Dad. Very creepy, just for the fact that, I mean, yesterday the guys were riding a bicycle, hit a tripwire, and had this IED go off on them. But also the other news, too, I find it to be very, very strange and coincidence of the timing that's going on with all this right now. And now FedEx has basically declared today that they're about to start doing a lockdown on any package that they deem to be suspicious, regardless of where it's coming from whatsoever. So that, again, is going to start slowing down and invading people's packages and stopping them from being able to be delivered without essentially being opened up and inspected by a bomb squad or an inspector, Deb.
Well, remember what I just said at the beginning of the show. That's why I did this. This next month is the big month now for human sacrifices and black ops and rituals from these numerologists, Kabbalists, who do this stuff. Remember, this is their satanic high holy month of killing people and setting off false flags. So it doesn't surprise me at all this is going on with Austin. Austin has a huge satanic group of people that live there, huge satanic network with all kinds of crazy stuff going on in Austin, as do most major cities. I'm not just picking on Texas by itself, but remember, it's like you just said, Austin, if they can do enough false flags in this next month, they can get more knee-jerk reaction from the state legislators to basically start passing these draconian gun laws, because Florida, now being the third most populous state, has the most draconian gun laws in the entire country. I mean, so we've got this giant mess we have in Florida. Now all these other states will be going right behind Donald Trump, using his mantra basically is that, you know, we want these people locked up and want all this stuff stopped. Trump has capitulated to the deep state. Guys, I don't like it any more than you do, and I'm still glad that he's trying to do a few things that he can do. But guys, he had too much stuff on him that he did not realize they would bring out about him if he did not do what they wanted him to do, including, I believe, if he did not be, wasn't going to be compliant, they were going to kill his kids, kill his grandchildren, who knows what they were going to do. So he is in a situation now where he probably wonders, why in the heck did I get myself involved in all of this stuff? Why am I in the middle of all of this stuff? And now he's having to capitulate and do what they want. And I mean, it's sad. I mean, don't get me wrong. I voted for Trump. I promoted him heavily on the show. But I told you that if he started doing things he shouldn't ought to do, I was calling him out. Now, he has done a lot of things right. I'll give him that, too. Get us out of the TPP and a lot of the other stuff. But now he's fixing to start throwing these giant, basically, tariffs on China at the end of this week, the end of this week on Friday, for like $60 billion on steel. Now, you think, well, is that a good idea? If the United States steel industry was still intact, if we still had the ability to produce cold rolled steel in the quantities that we need in this country for commerce, et cetera, and having a tariff against that product, against Chinese product, it should have been done a long time ago, Austin, in smaller increments to prevent them from dumping steel into the United States to put our manufacturing base out of business, which is what they've done. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Like, let me give you an example. Like fingernail clippers. You know, fingernail clippers, you could buy them for 29 cents, a set of fingernail clippers. You could buy them anywhere for 29 cents. Then they were like 59 cents, and they were like 99 cents. They're like $3 now for fingernail clippers. You're like, how the heck did they get so expensive? Well, because China started making all of this stuff. Our manufacturers went out of business, which could have easily competed with China if they weren't doing slaves' wages, literally slaves' wages of China. So we're going to have, if we start a trade war with China, it's going to be a mess. Now, remember, if you like bring a car over into China, you got to pay huge, huge import duties on that car. I know I had a friend of mine, he was exporting Mercedes GL diesels into China. And he said that when they brought them into China, they were about a $100,000 car here. When they bought them into China to sell them, there was like another $150,000 in import tariffs on that car put on by the Chinese government. $150,000 more. So what you could buy in this country for $100,000 would cost you $250,000 because of the tariffs in those doggone markets. Now, this is what China's been doing, and they won't allow any, quote, 100% ownership of these corporations and plants in China by U.S. corporations or individuals. They won't allow any of that because, remember, it's a communist country. So what they're doing is they're completely manipulating the entire market to prevent our ability to do what we did in World War II. In World War II, we retooled our factories, our steelworks, all of the things that we had, and we started producing boats and ships and guns and planes and everything, tanks. Almost immediately, within a year and a half, we had the entire country retooled, producing all of this war military armament to basically feed the pockets of the Rothschild bankers that promoted all of this stuff. And this is what we will do, turn the entire country around and promote and do all this stuff. We don't have that technological capability here anymore because we don't have the raw material in this country to be processed like we did 70, 80 years ago. It's all being shipped to China. Now, if we can get it back, that'll be great. But quite frankly, at this point in time, if we can't supply the steel that we need at a reasonable price, all it's going to do by giving us these tariffs is raise the prices on everything, on our cars, on our tools, on everything's going to go through the roof because somebody's going to eat the 60% tariff. Somebody's going to pay it, you know, and then it's probably going to be we, the American people again. So Trump is doing a knee-jerk reaction to a lot of stuff here lately. Quite frankly, I think the globalists are doing all this and instructing him to do all this because some of this stuff just doesn't make any sense. It can be done more of a gradual way, not at $60 billion, you know, right off the offset like this with the steel production. But again, this is my opinion. You guys, a lot of you have my emails. Contact us at Health Masters. Give us your opinion. See what you think. Here's another article. How the left gets free publicity to push their agenda while threatening the alternative media. Charlottesville witness sues alternative media in a defamation case that has more to do with getting free news coverage than winning the case. One of the defendants, Lee Stranahan, argues that this suit is primarily a publicity and propaganda stunt. Lee Stranahan says he was notified by the lawyer, by lawsuit, by a reporter from Reuters. He has not yet been served with a lawsuit, and he believes it is primarily a publicity stunt. He says the lawsuit often receives news coverage because it sounds like news. However, filing a lawsuit can be a way to promote a false narrative written in the form of a legal complaint. This, then, is quoted and reported in news reports and eventually reaches a mass audience. It is not important if the charges are true or not. All that is important is that everyone knows about them. Most people, if they hear the charges on the news, they will believe them, even if the suit never goes to trial. It's relatively an inexpensive way to conduct propaganda warfare. Now, Brandon Gilmore filed a defamation lawsuit against investigative reporter Lee Stranahan, Alex Jones, Leanne McAdoo, Scott Crichton and of American Everyman, Jim Hoff of Gateway Pundit, former Congressman Alan West, and Derek Wilburn of the Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives. Georgetown University Civil Rights Clinic is representing Gilmore, which is funded by taxpayers. Okay, what he's basically saying is that by using the Bill Gilmore is a U.S. State Department employee who happened to capture footage of the Charlottesville car crash last summer at the Unite Right rally for white nationalists. He was the main witness in the mainstream media, and he immediately labeled the crash as an act of deliberate terrorism. Since that time, an independent review of the incident placed the blame for the violence on the police. The police chief told the officers to let them fight. So now there's a giant lawsuit being brought up about this. Now, again, this could be this guy's moment of fame, whatever. He could get his moment in the limelight because he gets to get all this stuff nationally promoted again through the media and through alternative news and gets to sue a whole bunch of people. The same thing has happened to Doug Hagman. He's had someone sue him for supposedly saying something about them on the air, and now he's in the middle of this lawsuit that's been going on for years. It's been unbelievably expensive. Why? Not that what they said on the air wasn't right. It's just that anybody can sue anybody for anything. It doesn't make any difference. And if you don't defend yourself in a court of law when you are sued, you will get what's called an award judgment given against you if you don't show up, and that person automatically gets to come take your stuff. That's how it works.
Yep.
And so this is what's going on all over the place now. And so the media and the alternative media are both being manipulated here into getting more of this fake news out there, making belief that all of this stuff in these lawsuits is real and it's true, Austin. And in many cases, it's not real. In many cases, it was misrepresented. Sometimes it's just downright lies. And so we have to realize that these guys need our prayers, and we need to continue to support the people in alternative media and make them realize that, guys, everybody can have these problems if they are given the opportunity by someone who is not scrupulous to have them file a lawsuit against them. And I'm not commenting on anybody in this individual case as not being scrupulous. I'm just saying be very, very careful what you say on alternative news. That's why I had a guest on a few weeks ago. If you guys remember, I said, we don't name names on the show. We don't do that. We don't go there. We never go there. Why? Not because I can't go there, because I got a lot of stuff I have is documented. It's just that there's no point in doing that. If you guys do enough digging yourself when you hear the news story that we give you, you'll find out who we're talking about anyhow, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, you're pretty accurate on that. That's exactly right. Because, I mean, you can get in a lot of problems with that if you start really going in that direction. Also, too, though, in other news, speaking of lawsuits, Jose Garcia Zarate, the illegal alien who was basically acquitted last year for murdering the 32-year-old Kate Steinle out in San Francisco. You guys remember that? He basically was a illegal alien, multiple deportee, felon, was in possession of a gun, supposedly was playing with the gun and accidentally went off, shot the 32-year-old in July 2015, and she died. And if you remember, he was acquitted last year. The jury acquitted him and basically decided just to charge him with a felon in possession of a firearm. He is now suing the federal government, demanding that it produce documents pertaining to vindictive prosecution and collusion with the state government and its prosecution against him. You're not even going to believe this right here. In November, the San Francisco jury found Garcia Zarate not guilty, agreeing that he had found the gun which fatally shot her was fired accidentally. They did convict him of basically being a felon in possession of a weapon. The fact that he was a previous felon and been deported 5 times, he found sanctuary on the streets of San Francisco. Garcia Zarate is now alleging that federal agencies colluded with the San Francisco Police and District Attorney's Office and Sheriff's Office. In the motion filed today, Garcia's attorney complains, almost immediately after the death of Ms. Stein, then-president candidate Donald Trump began to use Mr. Garcia as the symbol of the dangers of illegal immigrants and the need for a wall between the United States and Mexico. The attorney then cites a Twitter tweet from President Donald Trump as proof that his client is being subjected to unfair treatment. Quoting, Donald Trump said, a disgraceful verdict in the Kate Stein case. No wonder the people of our country are so angry with illegal immigration. This is the part that I really get. He goes, the federal charges that follow, the attorney argues, violated Mr. Garcia's rights to due process. Though broken up into 2 counts, these allegations address the exact same conduct as that for which he was convicted in San Francisco. To prove his case of vindictive prosecution and collusion, he is demanding all records of communication between federal, state, and local law enforcement. This is lunacy. This guy is an illegal alien. He's been deported 5 times from this country. Multiple convicted felon of assault, weapons trafficking, weapons possession. He shoots this girl. Now they're trying to say that he basically, Trump has used him as an example of why we don't want illegal immigration, because he did. It doesn't matter. You can't come back now and try to sue the federal government because his basically rights were violated because of this. He does not have any constitutional rights. He does not have the right to due process. He's not an American citizen. He is an illegal alien felon that's been deported 5 times. But this shows you the exact scenario that's going to start unfolding out in California now that they blatantly said we're a sanctuary city. They even put an illegal alien in the state position now. I talked about last week and on the Hagman show. This is where it's about to start going. And the fact that his attorney even thinks he has the ability to do this boggles my mind, Deb.
You know, Austin, he's not even a citizen.
No.
How are his rights violated? He's not a citizen. Updated. Police arrest 11 in San Antonio, Texas, found of partaking in a grotesque satanic ritual. I want to let you guys know I wasn't kidding about this stuff in Texas. Police were called to the scene of San Antonio residents, discovered nearly a dozen people partaking in what appeared to be a satanic ritual. An anonymous individual called authorities after hearing sounds of animals in distress. Authorities were dispatched at around 7 p.m., and they were basically sacrificing animals with knives and slaughtering them, and apparently drinking blood and all the other stuff they do with all of this sick stuff. So that's why I was saying to you earlier, there are large groups of these guys that are in the satanic movement right now around these major cities, including, apparently, San Antonio. By the way, Britain now is surrendering to Brussels. It has agreed that it's going to obey all EU laws and no control of their fisheries around Great Britain and have open borders until 2020 for the next 2 years. The United Kingdom will agree to follow all Europe. They're just trying to get out. The United Kingdom will allow to follow all European Union rules after Brexit and keep the nation's borders open for duration of the transition period to 2022. In other words, as many illegal immigrants as going to Britain for the next 4 years, with further bad news for fisheries and communities in Northern Ireland as a new agreement was reached in Brussels on Monday. In other words, England has lost its sovereignty and it can't get it back. The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator, why do you have to negotiate it? Just say, I'm out. No, you can't do that. Michael Barrymore made the announcement in a joint press conference with Britain's David Davis in Brussels, where the pair presented what was introduced as a legal text, which constitutes a decisive step towards a final agreement, revealing the enormous extent to which Theresa May's government has sold out the Brexit-voting British public. Barnier and Davis spoke on a number of key policy areas, including immigration, British control over British laws, which is lost now, and retaining control over British fishing waters. I mean, Great Britain is trying to get out of the EU, and I told you when they voted on this a couple of years ago, they're not going to let them out. Now they got to continue to obey all of the EU laws even after they get out. What an absolute joke, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, my aspect is like you said. Just tell them you're out. Say goodbye. We're done. Thanks for playing. This is over with. we're not going to do this anymore. But this is just, it doesn't surprise me at all. A lot of this stuff that's going on over there just boggles my mind as far as how far they've allowed this stuff to go. Also, too, and the other European news over there, this one's pretty wild here. This shows you what the level of where they're trying to take a lot of this stuff now with the biotech companies. The European Union is now funding research designated as New Cantonia Project that will turn tobacco plants into so-called biofactories to develop vaccines and new drugs. Scientists intend to breed new kinds of tobacco breeds that will supposedly contain health-promoting substances. Yeah, I believe that. The researchers from 8 European countries plan to use the new plant breeding techniques. Instead of cultivating the leaves to make cigarettes, researchers have found a promising way to turn tobacco leaves into factories for medical, pharmaceutical, and cosmetic products using a range of non-GM technologies, collectively known as new plant breeding techniques, taking advantage of these cutting-edge breed techniques, which include, here we go, CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing that I talk about all the time. Researchers aim to develop new varieties of tobacco to produce compounds such as antibodies, vaccines, medications, in a sustainable manner. Several pharmaceutical companies are also conducting experiments in producing a flu vaccine from tobacco rather than conventional egg process. A vaccine of this kind could reach the market by 2019. The worldwide market for flu shots is estimated to be over $40 billion just in flu shots alone. There you go. The flu vaccine is primarily economic and politically driven, though, as I've told you guys before, rather than based on actual medical evidence. Remember, back in January, CDC Director Brenda Fitzgerald stepped down on her own accord after information surfaced that she bought numerous tobacco stocks and big pharma stocks before and while she was CDC Director. Considering all the side effects that come along with prescription drugs, does anybody really think a joint venture between Big Tobacco and Big Pharma to develop more vaccines and more drugs is going to end well for the consumers or health cares alike? This is what I've warned about for the months now, guys. The GMO technology is old stuff now. They've used it. They've figured it out. They've dialed it in. Now it's the CRISPR CS9 technology where they actually go in and manipulate the genes and completely change the actual structure of how the plant's built by gene editing. Very, very crazy stuff. Now they want to come out with different strands and different forms of tobacco plants so they can make more drugs and more vaccinations. I'm sure, I mean, where does it end, Dad, with this stuff? Now we basically are going to have Big Tobacco and Big Pharma colluding to make more products that we have no idea about the efficacy or even the safety of them whatsoever before they dump them on the market. Because remember, vaccine industry cannot be sued for any reason whatsoever, no matter how toxic, deadly, or horrific the vaccine that they have is released into the population because of the Vaccine Protection Act back in 86, Dad.
Absolutely right. In fact, if you try to go to the doctor now and just get a tetanus shot, if you get one without mercury, if you get one without mercury, which is thimerosal, or without aluminum, or without adjuvants, you can't even get one. You can't even get a tetanus shot now without getting a DPT shot. They combine the tetanus shot now with the other shots, diphtheria, tetanus, and you know, and this is what they do with the whooping cough, the pertussis. This is what they're doing with all of it now, because that way they force you, if you want a tetanus shot, to get all three vaccines at the same time. It's absolutely nuts what these people are doing, because they can't be sued, Austin. And the craziest thing about it is the United States Vaccine Court has paid out billions and billions and billions of dollars, and still nobody wants to talk about the fact that these vaccines are being held accountable for literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of problems in the United States and internationally because of the side effects. But nobody wants to talk about it because they're for our safety. They're to protect us and for our safety. By the way, this is a really good article. It's called Fooling American Masses with False Flag Terror is No Longer Easy. It's by Preston James. You guys can look it up. Really good article. It says, we now know for certain that the ruling cabal has been using the United States government and its secret factions and various agencies like the DHS, FEMA, the FBI, the CIA, foreign groups like the Mossad, and other subcontractors to repeatedly engineer and stage Gladio-style false flag attacks. Know that. That's already released. People already know that's not going on. That was actually undisclosed. It was actually disclosed. More and more of these cabal-ordered United States government-run false flag attacks are now being exposed for what they really are: inside jobs on We the People. And they are being deployed in order to convince We the People to give up more constitutional rights, especially the Second Amendment and our right to bear arms, in exchange for the promises of increased safety from terror. The first recorded use of false flag occurred in the 1700s with naval vessels competing nations, where one navy would set up a renegade ship flag with their enemy's flag and make an attack on one of their own navy ships, thus providing a mean to wrongly blame an enemy who did not attack and was used to justify attacking that enemy or to go to war with that enemy. This has been going on for hundreds of years, what they're saying. Now, what's interesting about this is these false flag incidents are deployed or being exposed for what they really are, is basically to bring us into this one world order. Every day, more and more folks are going to alternative media websites as a network of current truth, and instead of watching or listening to the sixth network major mass media news. And it's going on to say how this is the new Gutenberg press and how they're having a more difficult time now in making people believe that these are not false flag events, when they are basically reading about them from an alternative news standpoint. It goes on to say these illegal acts leaked are a wide variety of crimes against humanity and violations of the U.S. Constitution, international law, the laws of many other nations that include murder, mass murder, promotion of pedophilia, and Satanism, targeting the dissidents and numerous types of human compromised crimes. Guys, read this article when you get a chance. It's very, very good. I like Preston James. He writes some really good stuff. And quite frankly, he's right. It's becoming more and more difficult, Austin, to fool the American population. That's why they've got to shut alternative news down. They've got to stop the new Gutenberg press from telling the people the truth about what these clowns have been doing and will continue to do until we all put a stop to it. What do you think?
Oh, you're exactly right, because people now have the ability to spread this information all over the world in really just a matter of a few seconds. I mean, you have the ability, if you have a big enough database or big enough following, even what we've seen on Twitter and stuff like that, you know, when you blast something out, everybody sees it. I mean, you ever saw that with Trump as far as when he was actually, you know, running for office with his following that he had on there, that he was actually able to talk to the public directly, and the mainstream media hated it. I mean, I remember so many times they'd come up on the show, well, what do you, this isn't right. Trump should not be able to be on Twitter. He should not be able to do this. He should not be able to, because they hated it, because he was actually having the ability to talk to the general population. And it goes like that with everything now. The same thing we've seen with these false flags. When you start seeing people do interviews, when we start able to put videos out, and we all able to put our brains together, so to speak, and start thinking, okay, well, what about this? Well, what about that? Well, what about this? And everything starts coming together, and you start saying, well, this person saw this, and this person saw this, but none of this is making any sense at all. Everybody starts, you know, the light bulb kind of starts clicking on, which was before, you know, we really didn't have this before the internet day and age. And so he's exactly right in that article. These false flags now, I mean, look at what they tried to pull off with Sandy Hook. I mean, the extent of what they tried to do with that, and blatantly use that as an attempt to take away our firearm rights from us. And I mean, we literally had an arms race in the United States. I mean, that was one of the craziest things I've ever experienced in my life. I mean, I've always been involved in firearms and ammunition since I've been an adult. And I mean, I was dealing with people that, I mean, they were paying a dollar a round for 5.56 ammo, a dollar a round. I'd go to the gun range or the, you know, the shooting range and go out to the gun shows. And I mean, stuff with literally people could not buy enough ammunitions and armament fast enough when they thought, Obama was about to start banning this stuff. And, that was a pretty strong testament to the American resolve still. And I think it made a very, very valid, echo in the, globalist ear, letting them know that, hey, we still are here, we're still alive. You may have tried to pump us full of fluoride and vaccine and everything else, but we're still here, and we're not going down without a fight. Speaking of fights now, hundreds of lawsuits against Monsanto in California for personal injury and wrongful death are now moving forward. This is one of the biggest positives we've ever seen to go against Monsanto as far as the plus for the anti-GMO, anti-glyphosate movement. After scientific analysis was heard in court for weeks dealing with Roundup's carcinogenic aspects, expert opinion now on Roundup's glyphosate toxicity could be allowed at trial against Monsanto pending the judge's final decision. The first trial in the Roundup litigation is set up for June 18, 2018 in the Superior Court for the County of San Francisco. Over 365 lawsuits are waiting to be taken up by a U.S. District Court in San Francisco. The lawsuit claims that Monsanto's Roundup caused their loved ones cancer and Monsanto blatantly covered up the risk. Judge Vince Schiaparri presided over the case and now must decide whether the lawsuits are going to continue to go further. The implication of these lawsuits are enormous, with more than 3,500 other cases waiting to be heard in other state courts. The greatest evidence brought forth was from Dr. Chadi Nabah, an oncologist. You guys remember, with 17 years of clinical practice and research focused on lymphoma. After rigorous study, the independent research body classified glyphosate as probable carcinogenic in 2015. And what's crazy, now we know why Monsanto's so crazy about this. Nearly a third of Monsanto's entire revenue is derived from glyphosate-based products. So the judge that's presiding over this case right now, Judge Vince, V-I-N-C-E, last name Chabria, Chabria. I'm not used to seeing two H's in a last name, but regardless, we need to be praying for his wisdom and also praying for his protection, because if he truly is pushing this forward because of what he saw as clear testimony and evidence that glyphosate is toxic, which we know it is, and he's about to let this go forward, he's about to have a target on him. And so he needs to be very careful, he needs to be very aware, and he needs to be very vigilant on what is going on right now. And I pray that he is going to make the right decision and allow this stuff to continue to go further, and also allow expert opinion at the glyphosate, about glyphosate's toxicity, to be allowed in trial, Dad. Because if this is something that goes through, this would be a huge win for the anti-GMO, anti-glyphosate community that we've been pushing for years.
Austin, years ago, Dr. Gary Null did a really good paper, and I've quoted it many times on the show. I don't have it right now in my file here beside me because I'm on the road, but it actually goes into detail on like 15 different known cancer things that are caused by glyphosate that Monsanto knew about back in the 70s. Now, I'm talking 50 years ago, 40 years. I mean, they knew about it, and they covered it up, and it was forced to be released to the Freedom of Information Network. And so they actually had the government release it, and it showed all of these links to all these carcinomas, all of these cancers. I mean, all of these different types of, every body part is affected by this compound. But that's why I'm so adamant about not eating foods that have been sprayed with glyphosate. It's so dangerous for your liver and for your thymus and for your spleen and for all the different things that accumulate in the liver. It's dangerous. And so, guys, you know, I'll go over that article one more time and probably tomorrow or the next day, but I'll pull it back up. But it's just, this is exactly what's going on. And what's happened is, because that information was made public now, they can't deny it. So now they got to choke on it, because it's going to be, and I hope and I pray it puts them out of business. By the way, legal opioids have killed hundreds of thousands as Big Pharma bribes politicians to ignore it. This is an article by Burns. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have died from prescription opioid overdose since 1999, and the epidemic continues. It raises serious questions about why the United States government has failed to stop it in the last 20 years, but you guys know why. We've talked about it many times on the show. Purdue Pharmaceuticals, the maker of OxyContin, has contributed millions of dollars directly and countless more dollars indirectly to lawmakers that keep his drugs flying off of pharmacy shelves. Rightly considered blood money by critics, the contributions have been made in an effort to buy off state and federal legislators. The Sackler family, the private owners of Purdue, have made billions off a drug that has killed citizens both young and old alike, a sum total of whose deaths amount to the population of the size of a small metropolitan city. Yet nothing has been done to even slow the death rate attributed to opioids, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions' response has been to push for more federal involvement in states that have attempted to allow solutions such as cannabis. Now, I'm not a big cannabis fan. Austin, I disagree about that. An investigative report from the Daily Caller revealed that Purdue has been given $2.3 million to politicians to ensure the drug pipeline for the drug cartel stays open, further enriching the Sackler family, and that is just what is traceable. Now, guys, I'm going to go out this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be kind of careful how I say it, but this is my opinion. I'll make it my opinion. The Sackler family, as far as I'm concerned, is another cutout for the Rothschild-Rockefeller medical cartel complex. Now, here's why they do that. If every single thing was owned by the Rothschild medical cartel complex, which owns the Rockefeller complex, by the way, and we saw that, the persecution against the Rockefeller family would be of taking the bankers out on the back corner and hanging them is what it would be. So when they use these subsidiary corporations and they set up these cutouts, like these people with Facebook or these people with Amazon who would never make it on their own in real world and real business, but they're given these huge organizations because they use their name, but they don't know even what they're doing when you hear them on a talk show of how they got to where they are. They can't even answer simple questions. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. And see, this is who these guys are, because this massive money that is coming in through these off-book balance sheets that are going to these guys to set up these corporations to run it for the CIA, which, of course, we know is also controlled through the Rothschild family. Remember, when you go back to the Council on Foreign Relations, it was Edward House, the Rothschild representative that controlled Woodrow Wilson's White House, who set up the Council on Foreign Relations and also who did the Versailles Treaty, who started this whole mess with the Balfour Declaration and all the rest of the stuff that we talked about so many times on the show. These guys have their feet and their hands and their hips. They're waiting in all of this stuff. And when you dig under the rock deep enough, when you follow the money, it always goes back to the owners of the central banks and their complete and total control and manipulation of the population of this country, from drugs to TV to big pharma to basically entertainment to the NFL. All of it. It's all controlled by organized crime. All of it. Because when the big money starts rolling in like that, they're going to get their hands in it. I mean, I remember years ago, we had a garbage company that picked up trash for us. It was an independent company in Central Florida. And I talked to one of the owners. They lost the contract with the county. And they told me, they said, well, really, we didn't have much of a choice because the guys who run the organized crime for garbage collection basically came in and made them an offer they couldn't refuse, whatever that was supposed to mean. Now, whole thing I know is this. You look at the doggone Rothschilds' involvement in utilities and metering, and how they get a piece of every dollar you spend on your utility bill every month goes into the Rothschilds, because they controlled Westinghouse and they controlled Tesla and they controlled all of the generating plants from over 100 years ago, and they still control those rights. So guys, it's one of those things that until we free ourselves from the stranglehold of these guys, these Luciferians that run this world banking cartel that is basically a Babylonian, but through Babylonian money magic is what it is, until we free ourselves from that mess, we're never going to have a free country again. They completely enslaved us in 1913, and they've continued to do so now for over 100 years. And that's why I was really, really hoping that Donald Trump was going to be the one who's going to stand up against them. And hopefully, he's doing things behind the scenes. I've got to have hope that he's doing something behind the scenes to try to get some of this stuff fixed. But we'll see. I'll continue to pray for him as the President of the United States, and continue to pray the best for the United States as I pray for you guys every single day, because I have the privilege again of praying for you today. And it's my honor to do that, by the way, for you guys, my listeners. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just being our friends and being part of the Health Masters family and part of the Brewer family. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Also, go ahead and finish the show, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, man. Yes, and we appreciate everything. Our listeners, the Hagman listeners, the Dave Hodges listeners, thank you guys for all of it. And thank you for supporting us. Thank you for getting your supplements through us and, you know, giving us a chance to show you what we do and what we're willing to do and what type of quality that we produce. You know, that's why I went on the Hagman show, and it's still active for all of our listeners. The Doug 5 coupon is still good until basically this Friday, and also the Doug 30, which is 30% off on the Ultimate Multiple Powder, is still active until this Friday. We did that so everybody can get a chance and a cost-effective way for you guys to be able to try our products. Because, I mean, I know a lot of our stuff isn't cheap. I know that. I put the purchase orders in and the raw orders in and everything else, and it gets expensive. And the reason why, though, is because we use the highest quality, non-GMO, cleanest products we can physically get a hold of. Everything's assayed. Everything's heavy metal tested. Everything's contaminant tested, because we want to make sure that what we put in our body is the same thing that our customers are getting, and it's the best we can physically produce. That's why we do what we do at healthmasters.com. Also, too, be sure to check out the product of the week, which is on sale for over 10% off. That'll be good until basically tonight and tomorrow morning. Then it changes over, so be sure to vote on any of the other products that you see right now. A lot of them are neck and neck with the chelation, the CLA, the Super E. So get on the website and vote. Actually, a couple of them are tied that I'm looking at right now, the CLA and the E. So be sure to vote for them. Let us know what you want to win. And whatever wins, we list tomorrow on sale. So we appreciate you guys. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.